Blackstone Audio presents Sorry to Disrupt the Peace by Patty Yumi Cottrell. This book is read by Nancy Wu. For Kevin.
Chapter 1. September 30th, the day I received the news of my adoptive brother's death, I also received a brand new couch from IKEA. To clarify, I was the only one who happened to be physically present the day my roommate Julie's brand new couch arrived at our shared studio apartment in Manhattan. That day, my phone did not stop ringing because my roommate Julie listed my phone number as the main contact for the furniture delivery company instead of her own. The delivery driver called multiple times because he could not find the apartment building. There was a mix-up on the invoice, or the address of the apartment had been smudged into a black thumbprint. Also, at the time, a large green trash receptacle the size of a dump truck was placed in front of the building, which blocked the view of the numbers above the front door. "It's strange," I said to the driver on the phone. "It's as if there are all these unseen forces out in the world, actively working against us."
"What do you mean?" said the driver.
"Listen, ma'am, I'm just trying to deliver a couch." By the time the delivery driver had located the building, by the time the couch had been delivered, unpacked, and assembled, by the time multiple forms on a clipboard had been signed and shuffled away, I was so physically drained, I collapsed onto my roommate Julie's brand new piece of furniture and proceeded to sweat into the leather cushions, and I nearly threw up from the stench of the cowhide mingling with the scent of my own sweat.